This is Ozarks at Large, and I am in the Harold and Blanchcock News Studio. That's where Timothy Dennis works and produces. I come over here every Wednesday, Timothy, to talk to you about upcoming live music.
Let's start with tonight, actually. Mm-hmm. Willie Carlisle's back in town.
Well, you say you'll die for Dixie. Brother, I'll take you at your word. The only risk in stars and bars is getting flipped the burden. But we're throwing bricks through windows, man. Let it all unfurl. It takes a certain kind of fool to make a difference in the world. It takes a certain kind of fool.
He is all over the place.
He is one of the hardest working musicians, folk singers, writers that I know.
All right, so you got a chance to see him tonight.
Tonight, and there's one later in the weekend, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. Tonight, he's going to be at the Dixon Street Pub in Fayetteville. That show tonight gets underway at about 7:30. Again, that's at the Dixon Street Pub in Fayetteville.
Very good.
Moving on to tomorrow night, Thursday night. The Lark and the Loon are going to be in Rogers. They're a fantastic duo. Plays kind of old-timey folk music.
Yeah.
Well, I can point all my fingers, I can point all my toes. The only ones to blame, I suppose, is silly and oh so stubborn me.
Oh, I know sometimes I can make it a difference.
They're going to be at Natural State Beer Company in Rogers. Should get underway at about 6 o'clock. Again, that's tomorrow night in Rogers.
All right.
Moving on to Friday night. Hosty is going to be back in Fayetteville.
Smoke and Barrel, I think, right?
Smoke and Barrel Tavern. If you don't know who Hosty is, wrote the Oklahoma Breakdown, Washing the Dishes.
Well, it's Friday and we're getting tore up. Down to the river in the back of Fred's truck. Remember I asked you, you said it was all right. Go get juice down by the river bed tonight. So it's late.
That show gets underway at 10 o'clock Friday night at the Smoke and Barrel Tavern. It does not have a cover.
Well, you can't beat that.
No. Happening up in Springdale Friday night, Jasper Logan is going to have a show at Paradin Supply Company.
You live and you die. Life is all about energy, energy. And when you gone, where it's gonna reside? I remember when my daddy tried to tell me about my granny. Said that she didn't die, but God finally made her happy. I couldn't comprehend it, didn't want to get too sappy, cause that feeling was worse.
There's a $10 cover for that show. Gets underway at about 8 o'clock. Again, that's at Paradin Supply Company in Springdale Friday night.
Hmm.
Emily Rowland is going to be at Growler USA in Rogers.
And Emily's got a fantastic voice.
Yeah. That set at Growler USA gets underway at about 8 o'clock Friday night. Again, that's in Rogers. Happening over in Eureka Springs Friday night, Jekyll and Hyde will be on stage at Chelsea's.
I try not to laugh anytime you say Jekyll and Hyde, but it makes me laugh.
It makes me laugh, too. I think it's a clever name.
It is a clever name.
Especially when you consider that it's the dynamic duo of Marty Payton and Jeff Kearney.
Who I like very much.
I do as well.
That's at Chelsea's?
That's at Chelsea's in Eureka Springs Friday night. She can get underway at about 9:30.
I met some folks from Chelsea's last Thursday when Lee, Sherry, and I from KUAF were up there for the Cocktails for a Cause.
Good.
Yeah.
More music in Eureka Springs Friday night. Brian Martin's going to be at the Gravel Bar.
There ain't nothing like that Sunday evening. Sitting around the house with nothing to do. There ain't nothing like that crazy feeling I get when I'm alone with you.
That solo set at the Gravel Bar Friday night should get underway at about 7 o'clock. Again, that's in Eureka Springs. Moving on to Saturday night, Smoke and Barrel Tavern is going to have a band by the name of Luna J. They are an alternative funk pop group from Springfield.
Springfield, Missouri.
Yes.
All right.
Not Illinois or Massachusetts.
Right. I got everything you want.
Set gets underway at 10 o'clock Saturday night. Again, that's at the Smoke and Barrel Tavern in Fayetteville. Happening earlier in the day, Saturday in Fayetteville, is the annual Frost Fest.
Oh, right. This, Fossil Cove.
Yeah,
right?
It's happening up near the Washington County Fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to beer and food, musical performances will be featured by Monk is King, String Deft, which features members of Arkansas, the Vine Brothers, and Opal Agafia and the Sweet Nothings.
Oh, that'll be fun.
And then Jamie Lou and the Hullabaloo.
That'll be a lot of fun.
Tickets for the whole shebang are $60 for general admission. Everything gets underway at about 2 o'clock Saturday afternoon. Again, that's next to the Washington County Fairgrounds in Fayetteville.
All right.
More music Saturday. Nomad Southtown is going to have kind of a shoegaze dream rock show with Guitar Jar, Olympics, and Moonsong.
Okay.
Cover for that show is about $5. Should get our way at about 8 o'clock Saturday night. Again, that's at Nomad's off of 15th Street in Fayetteville.
So Nomad South.
Yes.
Right.
And happening over in Eureka Springs Saturday night, the Creek Rocks will be at Chelsea's.
The Creek Rocks.
Mark Bilyeu,
Cindy Wolf. Yes, right.
They're just a fantastic folk band from Southern Missouri.
Right.
Come on, you Missouri girls, listen to my noise. Don't want you to marry the Arkansas boys. If you do, your portion will be cold. Johnny kicking venison's all you'll see. Johnny kicking venison's all you'll see.
That gets underway at about 9:30 Saturday night. Again, that's at Chelsea's in Eureka Springs. Then down in Fort Smith, Earl and them will be on stage at Harry's Downtown.
Weatherman's calling for 6 day rain. Another flash flood in a hurricane. Sunshine, clear sky all around you. But you just can't keep.
As a $7 cover, gets underway at about 8 o'clock Saturday night. Again, that's at Harry's in downtown Fort Smith. Moving on to Sunday, if you're not into the whole big game thing.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs. We've been waiting 50 years for this.
I know, okay. I know, but all I'm right. Just saying, if you're not one of those people who like to watch a pigskin,
sure.
Here are a few opportunities. Fayetteville Public Library is going to have the next Mountain Street Stage Series concert featuring Mighty Fine Time.
Well, so you could do that and still see kickoff.
True.
Because that's not till that's at 2, and kickoff's not till after 5.
Correct.
All right.
If you don't know who Mighty Fine Time is, it's a group that features Dennis Collins, Denise Lanuti, Jennifer Parker, and Bayer Blaine.
They're a lot of fun.
They are a heck of a lot of fun. Their music ranges from blues, bluegrass, and folk to jazz standards and originals. That show is at Fayetteville Public Library, so that means it's free, and right. It starts at about 2 o'clock.
Right.
So you're right. There is time
you can
to catch that. And then, yes.
Yes. And look, if you don't want to watch the game, that's fine. I'm not saying anything. It's just that it's the Chiefs, and they haven't been right. There for 50 years. I don't know if I mentioned that. Okay.
Another show that's happening earlier in the day up in Rogers, Dominic B. Roy will be at Java Dudes.
Okay.
And actually, FYI, Dominic B. Roy is scheduled to come into our studio in the near future.
Fantastic.
So stick around for that. That show, again, Sunday, is at noon at Java Dudes Coffee House in Rogers. And then skipping ahead to Tuesday, Mike Zito's Big Blues Band will be at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville. He is a blues rock artist. His latest album is a tribute to Chuck Berry.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Tickets for that show are $15 advance, go up to $20 on Tuesday. Should get our way at about 9 o'clock Tuesday night at George's Majestic Lounge in Fayetteville.
All right. Beat the 49ers. Timothy, thank you very much.
Thank you, Kyle.